Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
If we can turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
我们请翻到以弗所书第二章。
For the sake of time, I have a few verses to read.
因为时间的缘故，我只有几节经文可以一起念。
I will be reading them in English, and if you can just follow along up on the PowerPoint for English and Chinese.
所以我们的弟兄他会用英文读，那么读中文的弟兄姐妹请就是跟着看。
All right. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
以弗所书第二章一到三节。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of the flesh and of the mind,and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. The second verse is Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14.
第二个段经文是哥罗西书的一章十三到十四节。
For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.Next, we will turn to Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5.
第三段是罗马书第五章三到五节。
And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.And lastly, let's turn back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 12.
最后我们一同看以弗所书的第六章十到十二节。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness.Against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a humble heart.
亲爱的天父，我们一同来到你面前，带着谦卑的心。
We simply have a desire to hear your words.
我们一个愿，唯一的愿望就是听见你的话。
Speak, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊，求你说话。
In thy most precious name we pray.
奉我们主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.This morning, the Lord has burdened my heart to speak about this topic of spiritual warfare.
主今天早上放在我心里面的负担是要讲到这个属灵的征战。
This is such an important topic for us as believers.
这对我们信徒来说是一个非常重要的题目。
However, we often forget that this warfare continues to go on every single moment of our lives.
然而，我们许多时候我们忘记，这个属灵的征战是一直继续的，并不是只有一时的。
For us to understand spiritual warfare, we must understand that there are two separate realms.
我们要了解属灵的征战的话，我们就首先要了解到这是有两个不同的领域，不同的境界。
There is the physical and there is the spiritual realm.
一个是物质的境界，一个是属灵的境界。
Before we were saved, we only knew of this physical realm.
我们认识这个属这个物质。
Before we were saved.
对不起。我们在得救以前，我们认识这个，我们只知道这个物质的世界。
We thought that there was only a world that we can physically touch and interact with.
我们的世界就是我们能够摸着到的，我们看得见的。
However, there is also a spiritual realm.
那其实呢，是有一个属灵的境界。
And we see in Ephesians chapter 2 that this spiritual realm actually influences and directs many of the things in the physical realm.
所以我们在以弗所书第二章让我们看见说，其实这个属灵的世界控制着这个物质的世界。
And in this spiritual realm, the prince of the power of the air is working.
那么在这个属灵的境界里面呢，这里有一个空中掌权者的首领在那边运行。
And this prince is no other than Satan.
这个首领不是任何其他一位，就是撒旦。
Outwardly, it seems like we are able to do whatever it is that we want.
这个从外面上来看，我们好像可以做任何我们想做的事情。
But we see that there is a spiritual power driving people.
但实际上的话呢，我们发现这里有一个灵界的力量正在 在推动着人们。
This spiritual power drives people to follow the lust and desires of their flesh.
这个在灵界的这个力量呢，推动人们去喜好这个肉体的情欲。
And we too were once under the bondage of these evil spirits.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们从前也在他们中间和他们一样。
And we were influenced to follow the lusts of our flesh.
我们都受到这个灵里面的这个影响，我们放纵肉体的私欲。
As a result, we were left hopeless under the bondage of sin.
以至于我们发现我们在这个罪的辖制底下，我们完全没有指望。
But praise God, our Lord Jesus came down on this earth.
那我们感谢我们的主，他来到这个世上。
He came and defeated sin and death.
他胜过了罪，他也胜过了死。
And when by faith, when we receive Jesus into our hearts,
那么借着信心，我们接受主到我们的心中。
He delivered us out of the power of this darkness.
他就救我们脱离这个黑暗的权势。
And transferred us into the kingdom.Of his beloved son,
把我们迁到了爱子的国里。
And we see this clearly illustrated in Colossians 1.
因为我们看见这个在哥罗西书这第一章里面讲的非常的清楚。
Though we physically remain in this world,
虽然我们在物质上来讲，我们仍然是在这个世界中。
Spiritually, we are no longer under the domain of darkness.
但是在属灵的层面上来讲，我们并不在黑暗的权势之下，我们乃在爱子的国里。
Praise God.So the question is, why are we still tempted to sin?
所以问题就是说，那为什么我们仍然受这个罪的诱惑？
Like the Israelites, why do we still have that desire to return under the bondage of sin in Egypt?
就好像以色列人虽然离开了埃及，但好像还被引诱着想要回到埃及的那个罪底下。
To answer this question, we must review the story of the great tempter.And deceiver Satan.
所以要明白这个，我们就要来，我们来重复一下关于这个欺骗者，这个撒旦他的故事。
Satan or Lucifer was initially created for worship.
撒旦或者叫路西弗，他本来被创造是为了带领祭拜的。
Right. He was called the bright morning star.
他被称为明亮的晨星。
However, because of his beauty and his capabilities,
但是因为他十分的美丽，因为他的能力，
his focus turned from worshiping God and to worshiping himself.
你发现说他的注意力从这个敬拜神转向变成敬拜他自己。
He desired to be equal with God.
他想要与神成为同等。
And in his pride and his acts of violence, Satan was banished from heaven.
Yeah, 因着他的个骄傲，他就被驱逐从天上被赶逐。
And as he fell, a third of the angels fell with him.
那当他堕落的时候，他带着天上三分之一的天使也跟着他堕落。
We see this outline in Isaiah 14, in Ezekiel 28, and Revelations 12.
Yeah, 我们在许多的地方可以看到这个，包括在以赛亚书十四章，在以西结书二十八章，以及启示录十二章。
And many consider this fall to happen prior to Genesis chapter 1 verses 2, after the creation of the earth.
有许多人他们在读圣经的时候，他们感觉到这个事情的发生是在发生在创世纪第一章，神创造天与地之后，所以在第一章的第二节之前。
The result of the fall was the world became a formless and desolate emptiness.
因着这个堕落的缘故，所以地就变成空虚混沌。
But God desired to restore order and worship.
但神是要恢复这个次序，要恢复这敬拜。
And so he created man.
所以他就创造了人。
Man was created like no other.
人的塑造跟其他所有的塑造物是不一样的。
God created man in his own image after his likeness.
因为神造人的时候是照他自己的形象和他的样式来造的。
And he made man a little lower than the angels.
他造人的时候是照他们比天使微小一点。
And God would place everything in subjection under his feet. And he would place everything in subjection under his feet.
Yeah, 但是他又要将万有都伏在他的脚下。
And we see this in Psalms 8.
Yeah, 我们这是在诗篇第八篇可以看到。
In Hebrews 2.
以及希伯来书第二章。
And in Genesis 1.
还有在创世纪第一章。
Man was restored. Man was created to restore all things to God for worship.
神人的受造是为了恢复神所有所要得着的。
And God would use man to defeat the enemy.
神也使用人来胜过这个仇敌。
However, Satan was not pleased. Hence, he went to deceive man.
但是撒旦他并不甘心，所以他就去来这个当神创造亚当夏娃以后，他就去诱惑他们。
And Satan turned Adam's eyes away from God and onto himself.
撒旦叫亚当把他的眼目从神的身上转移，而去注意他自己。
Man was deceived to believe that he could become God if he could eat of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
人就受了这个骗，以为说我只要吃了那分别善恶树上的果子的话呢，我就能够像神一样，我就不需要神了。
Satan would deceive man just in the same way as Satan had fallen himself.
撒旦欺骗这个亚当，就像他自己当初怎么会成为堕落的情况是一样。
And as man fell, the dominion of this earth was taken by Satan.
所以当人堕落的时候呢，这个地的治理呢就被撒旦夺走了。
And now on earth, the great deceiver rules as the prince of the power of the air.
所以现在呢，撒旦在这个地上呢，就成为空中掌权者的首领。
And this has allowed the world forces of this darkness and the spiritual forces of wickedness to work.
就许可了这个黑暗的权势在这个地上运行。
Thankfully, God in His wisdom and grace sent His Son Jesus, known as the Second Man.
感谢我们的神将他的爱子耶稣基督差遣到地上来，他是那个第二个人。
Jesus came down on this earth and defeated sin and death.
在他里面他胜过了仇敌，胜过了死亡。
And now he rules and he reigns in our hearts.
并且他如今是在我们的心中来掌权。
By his spirit he is directing us back to the Father in order to overcome the enemy.
那么借着他的圣灵在我们里面呢，来引导我们能够胜过仇敌。
Despite his defeat, Satan continues to rage war against God in man.
那虽然说仇敌已经被打败了，但他仍然是在那里兴风作浪。
We recognize that spiritual warfare isn't something that we can often visibly see.
我们发现说，常说这个属灵的征战不是我们的肉眼能够看见的。
But as we had shared previously, the spiritual realm often controls.That which is the physical.
就像我们刚刚提到的，这个属灵的这个领域，这个它是控制的这个物质的世界。
And Satan, the great deceiver, continues to find ways to turn our eyes away from our Lord and Savior and back to ourselves.
撒旦这位欺骗者啊，从起始就说一开始就说谎的这位呢，那常常来常常来欺骗我们，常常来搅扰我们，叫我们把我们的注意力从神身上转移。
For some of us believers, Satan reminds us of our past sins.
所以仇敌常让我们会想到我们过去所犯的罪。
He reminds us of our faults.
让我们想到我们所做的错误。
He fills our heart with guilt in remembrance of all the things that we had done in the past.
他让我们里面有这个罪恶感，有这个罪的定，有这个定罪，让我们觉得我们是不配做神的儿女。
As a result, many of us are often burdened with this guilt and have trouble coming to church.
所以许多时候我们发现有许多神的儿女呢，他们身上背着一个重担，他们不敢来到教会。
Or if some of us are unbelievers,
或者我们有一些成为不信的
，Satan reminds us and tells us.How God will never love a sinner like us.
我们变成我们不相信说神是如何的爱我们。
But we see that there is nothing more far than the truth.
但我们发现这个其实远远不是跟真理是何等的差别。
First Timothy chapter 1 verses 15 says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
在提摩太前书一章十五节说到。基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。
We sinners are the ones that God came to save. We are the sinners that God came to save.
我们就是那个我们的主降世来拯救的罪人。
Satan may also cause distractions in us.
许多时候他在我们造成我们转移我们的注意力。
He captures our attention with the flashy things of this world.
他让我们来注意到这个世界中许许多多花花绿绿的事。
He lures us with the hopes of worldly fame and money.
他用这些来引诱我们，或者是世上的名声。
Many of us may say we're doing everything for God, but in our hearts we crave after the praise of man.
许多时候我们也许嘴巴上说我们是为着神，但是我们心里面呢，却羡慕这世上的羡慕这世上所有的。
We care about what others think about the college that we attend.
我们很在乎我们能够去哪个大学。
We care about what other people think about the type of job we have or the company we work for.
我们在乎别人会觉得说，哦，你是什么样的工作，在哪个公司上班。
And our hope is placed upon our financial security.
Yeah, 我们把我们的盼望寄托于我们的财务的保证上面。
Not only that, the evil one also distracts our minds with activities such as our phone or our computer.
许多时候那个仇敌不仅是刚我们所提到那些，许多时候仇敌用一些其他的事物或者一些活动来吸引我们，比如说我们的手机，比如说电脑。
Somehow we find it so difficult to put our phone down.
有时候我们发现说真的很难把就是不看那个手机。
For some reason we have to constantly check for updates.
有时候我们发现我们好像必须常常去看有没有更新，有没有什么事情，有新的资料，有新的信息。
We have to read the news every 6 minutes.
每个小时都要去读新闻。
And there are endless videos that we can watch.
Yeah, 然后这个网上可以看到的这个视频也多得不得了。
And hours later, we find that our mind has been taken away and distracted by the things of outside the things of God.
几个小时之后，我们才发现说我们的时间，我们的精力通通都放在这上面。
Brothers and sisters, we must know that there is a spiritual warfare at hand.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要了解，我们必须要注意到，这是一直在不停进行的属灵的征战。
And this battle may not be seen physically.
这是我们肉眼不见得能看到的。
Satan turns our dependence to our flesh and to our lusts.
撒旦叫我们把我们的依靠。把我们的不仅我们的注意，并且我们的倚靠都在乎于我们的肉身上。
And he turns our hope to ourselves and to this world.
叫我们把我们的盼望寄托于在我们的自己以及在这个世界里面。
He distracts us by this world and turns us away from God.
他使我们的注意从神身上转移到这个世界上。
However, God's work is to turn our eyes back unto Him.
而神的工作却是把我们的注意转向他自己。
He reminds us of our purpose.
他提醒我们他在我们身上的目的是什么。
He reminds us that there is a spiritual warfare for our hearts and for our minds.
他提醒我们在我们的心中有这个属灵的征战。
Yet at the same time, God knows that we are unable to fight this spiritual warfare with our physical ability.
他知道我们凭着我们天然的能力是无法打这个属灵的征战的。
And so to engage in spiritual warfare, we must learn to battle by the Spirit.
所以我们要了解怎么样能够打这个属灵的征战呢？我们必须要依靠圣灵。
So I would like to share 2 stories in the Bible about engaging in spiritual warfare.
所以我想到圣经中有两个故事作为例子来讲到这个属灵的征战。
The first comes from Exodus chapter 17.
首先一个的话就是在出埃及记17章。
This is where the Malachites come and attack Israel, the Israelites at Rephidim.
这就是讲到说在利非定那里，当以色列人离开了埃及以后，他们来到利非定，亚玛利人来与他们征战。
This is the first battle that the Israelites encountered since coming out of Egypt.
这是在以色列人离开埃及以后第一次所遇见的征战。
The Israelites since then have encountered very little warfare since coming out of Egypt.
他们刚刚离开埃及，所以他们并没有遇到过，他们还没有有征战的经验。
So that they were not prepared for warfare.
他们并没有预备好。
This was done so in order. So the Lord desired to bring the people of Israel through the wilderness in order for them to learn spiritual warfare in dependence upon Him.
所以神许可以色列人从这个旷野经过，遇到这个征战，好叫他们学习怎么样在征战上依靠神。
Similarly, when we first come to know the Lord Jesus,
这非常类似的，就是当我们来认识到，当我们得救的时候，
there is a period of peace where everything seems to go very smoothly.
好像我们刚得救的时候，有一段时间一切一帆风顺，凡事都很容易，都很顺利。
That's right.Even though during, however, this period where there was no warfare would not last indefinitely.
但是这样没有征战的日子并不会一直的持续下去。
And when we encounter our first difficulty, our faith may be tested.
当我们第一次遇见困难的时候，我们的信心就受到考验。
And it is at this time we must recognize that God is training us.
那我们所要明白的就是神在借着这些来训练我们。
He is preparing us to encounter the battles ahead.
他预备我们来进入属灵的征战。
Ironically, the meaning of Rephidim means a place of rest.
非常讽刺的是，利非定这个字的意思是一个安息之地。
Can you imagine your first battle was at a place called a place of rest?
你可以想象你第一次打仗的时候就是在一个叫做安息之地来打仗吗？
But this name was very intentional.
但是这个名字是有意义的。
In spiritual warfare, we must learn to rest in him in faith and place our hope in the Lord Jesus.
在征战上面我们学习要在他的里面安息，因为我们是依靠他而不是依靠自己。
We must depend upon his mighty hand to save.
我们要依靠他的大能大力来刚强。
For this battle of Rephidim highlighted the importance of our dependence upon God.
所以在利非定的这场征战就显明说怎么样必须要来依靠神 来得胜。
If you pay attention, this battle was won with Moses raising his hand to the heavens.
像弟兄姐妹如果注意到，你就发现这场征战为什么能赢，是因为摩西在山上一直举起他的手。
And Joshua was fighting on the battlegrounds.
而耶稣亚却是在山下与亚玛利人征战。
When Moses lifted his hands to the heavens and depended upon God, the Israelites prevailed.
当摩西能够持续地把他的手举向神来依靠神的时候，那个以色列人就得胜。
But as his arms began to tire and as they fallen due to the gravity and the pull of this world, the Amalekites began to prevail.
当摩西的手逐渐的发沉，因为他被这个重力、被这个地的吸引往下垂的时候，好像他没有那么能够能依靠神的时候呢，这个亚玛利人就得胜。
But praise God, we see Aaron and we see Hur.
那我们感谢我们的主，我们看见有这里有亚伦和户尔。
And then they both came to the side of Moses and propped up his arms all the way until the sunset.
所以他们就来到摩西的两边，一个人扶着一只手。让摩西的手能够一直的举向神，一直到他们征战完全得胜。
Until the Amalekites were defeated.
直到亚玛利人被击败。
What a wonderful picture of the body of Christ here.
这里有一个非常美丽的图案，让我们看见基督的身体。
The body of Christ turned and saw the need for dependence upon God. The body of Christ saw the need for Moses.To depend upon God.
Yeah. 所以这里基督的身体看见了摩西的需要，那么在这里一起来扶持他。
And they did not scoff or laugh at the weakness of Moses.
他们并没有在那里嘲笑，并没有在那里好像不关心摩西的这个软弱。
But they came and supported him to turn his eyes and dependence upon God.
他们反而是来这里帮助他，来扶持他。使他们一起能够得胜。
Indeed, what a wonderful picture of the functioning body of Christ.
再一次的，我们提到，这是一个何等美，基督身体一个美丽的图画。
Speaking of spiritual warfare, we also recognize that this warfare does not only occur outside of the body.
我们也提到说，这个征战呢不，sorry, no.
The warfare doesn't occur only outside the body of Christ.
哦，对不起。这个征战呢，并不是只是在这个基督的身体之外。
Often there is warfare within.
也许多的时候，这个征战也在就是在教会里面。
There may be disagreements among brothers and sisters.
那可能在弟兄姐妹之间呢，我们有彼此的不和。
And unfortunately, we swing our swords, hurting one another.
很不幸的是，也许我们就把我们的刀剑彼此的指向彼此，指向彼此。
Where we in fact we forget that Israel, that Satan comes to divide his people, God's people.
我们忘记了撒旦是来分裂他的百姓。
We are reminded that a house divided amongst itself cannot stand.
我们忘记了说一个如果一个家自相纷争的话，这个家就不能站立得住。
When we look at each other, we often just complain.
当我们彼此相看，看见对方的时候，我们许多时候就只是在那里彼此的抱怨。
But how many times can we look for the Christ in one another?
但是我们是不是能够，当我们看彼此的时候，我们看见彼此里面的基督？
Can we not consider that God is using brothers and sisters to turn our eyes back unto Him?
那神是借着使用弟兄姐妹，叫我们的眼目转向神。
May the Lord teach us to seek Him in all things, especially within His house.
但愿神叫我们看见在他家中的宝贵。
And how is it that we care for one another? How do we pray for one another?
我们怎么样的彼此相顾，怎样的彼此代祷？
Often when we come to prayer meetings, we are praying simply for that situation to be resolved.
许多时候，当我们发现在祷告聚会里面，我们好像只是希望我们只是祷告，希望这个事情能够解决。
We pray that brother or sister gets a job.
我们祷告说，比如说有失业的弟兄姐妹可以找到工作。
We pray that saint gets over their illness.
或者是生病的人得医治。
We pray that there is better communication between husband and wife.
或者夫妻之间能够恢复那个沟通。
We pray that there is better communication with children and parents.
或者在父母与儿女之间。
But do we see the deeper work that God is causing us to seek after during this time of prayer?
但我们是不是有看见神乃要借着这些的事情，借着我们的祷告，能够做更深的工作？
Is there a deeper lesson that God desires for us to learn?
这里神有希望我们能够学到更深的功课。
In our prayers, may our eyes be turned to the work of our Lord Jesus among His people.
但愿神开我们的眼睛，使我们在祷告，借着祷告的时候，我们看见神在神百姓中间所做的工作。
That as the body of Christ, we may learn true dependence upon our Lord Jesus.
那么，成为基督的身体，真正认识到怎么样的来依靠神。
Lastly, I would like to end with one more story about spiritual warfare.
那么，在讲到这个另外一个故事的时候，我们要最后我们讲到在以西。
This is found in Ezekiel chapter 37. And this involves a valley of dry bones.
这里讲到说，这里有在这个谷中有许多的骸骨。
Yeah, so we see that Ezekiel was brought by the Spirit into a valley of dry bones.
以西结被神的灵带到这个平原上面，这个平原上面遍满了骸骨。
And as he walked among the bones, he saw that there were very many bones.
当他走在这骸骨之间的时候，发现说非常的多。
Then interestingly enough, they describe these bones as very dry.
并且呢，这些的骸骨极其枯干。
So the question is, what does dryness mean in this context?
这个枯干在这里代表什么意义？
If you look forward to verse 11 of chapter 37, we see that dryness equates to hopelessness.
在如果我们读到37章的11节，我们就会发现说，这里的枯干呢，是表示说他们的指望都没了，完全无望的情况。
There are times in our lives where we are brought to a place of absolute hopelessness.
我们有许多时，我们的时候会被带到一个完全无望的境界。
There seems to be no possible way that we can move forward.
似乎没有任何的方法叫我们能够继续往前。
Physically, it is impossible.
从实体上来说，这是不可能的。
And we have no strength in ourselves to accomplish this feat.
并且在我们自己里面，我们也发现没有那个能力叫我们能够达到我们所需要想要达到的目的。
This was similar to the example when we saw the Israelites when they were chased by Pharaoh after they left Egypt.
就好像以色列人离开埃及的时候，他们后面有法老的追兵。
They saw the Red Sea before them.
然后他们看到红海在他们的眼前。
And behind them were the chariots of Pharaoh.
而后面呢，法老的追兵正一路的过来。
And as the Israelites cried out to Moses,
所以以色列人就向摩西呼喊。
And Moses cried out to God.
而摩西就向神呼喊。
And as they placed their hope in God,
他们就将他们的盼望都在定在神身上。
God accomplished a feat never seen by anyone on this earth.
神在他们眼前行了这件从来没有人听过和能够想象到的神迹。
And he parted the Red Sea.
他将红海分开。
He made a way where there was no way.
他在无可指望的时候为他们开了一条路。
Are we today in a place of hopelessness?
我们今天是不是也在一种无可指望的境界？
Do we feel like there is no path forward?
我们觉得好像无路可走。
May we not despair.
但愿我们不失望。
May we not grumble or complain.
但愿我们不抱怨。
But may we see the work that God is doing in our lives.
但愿我们能看见神在我们身上的工作。
May we see that God desires to turn our eyes unto Him.
但愿我们看见神要我们把我们眼目转向他。
To cry out and place our dependence upon Him.
向他呼喊，也把我们的盼望定在于他。
And you just watch that God will do exceedingly more than we can think or imagine.
我们会发现神能够成就超过我们所求所想的。
And though the result may not be what you think,
也许的结果并不是我们所以为会成为的情况。
But through you, He will accomplish His will.
但是借着我们，他会成就他自己的旨意。
And so the story continues. God then asked Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?"
所以当我们来看这个以西结书三十七章的这个故事的时候，神问以西结说：“这些骸骨能复活吗？”
And Ezekiel's response was, "Lord, you know."
他的反应是：“主耶和华，你是知道的。”
This is a wonderful testament that Ezekiel not only trusted in God's ability, but he also trusted in His purpose.
这显明以西结不仅信任知道神的能力，并且他深信神的目的。
What would be the point of having these bones live if it were not for the purpose of God?
骸骨如何能够复活呢？如果不是因为了神的目的，骸骨没有必要复活。
What would be the point of seeing a miracle if it were not for the glory of God?
如果不是为了神的荣耀，那神迹的目的是什么呢？所以实际上目的是为了神的荣耀。
And so God told Ezekiel to prophesy.
所以神就对以西结说，向着骸骨发预言。
Ezekiel was to speak the words of God to these dry bones.
以西结就向着这些骸骨发了预言。
And the Spirit of God would enter into these bones and bring them to life.
神的灵会进入这些骸骨中，使他们复活。
And so, as Ezekiel prophesies, amazingly, the tendons attached to the bones.
当以西结说话的时候，发现非常奇妙的呢，这个筋就结到了这个骸骨上面。
And the muscles grew over the tendons, and then the skin covered the muscles.
也长了肉，又有皮来遮蔽其上。
And piece by piece, one by one, this pile of bones.A man was placed back together.
一点一点的这些骸骨呢，就再次的这个恢复成为人的样子。
We see that as God told Ezekiel to prophesy, God gives life through His words.
当神叫以西结发令的时候呢，神是借着他的话，使生命再回到这些骸骨上。
His word is to be our sustenance for life.
所以他的话是使我们能够活的这个本质。
And he desires to be our all in all.
因为他要成为我们的一切。
We may be brought to a place of hopelessness like these dry bones.
也许我们会像这些枯干的骸骨一样被带到一个完全无望的境界。
But with hope and faith in him.
但若我们的盼望是在乎他。
God will place all things back together.
神会使再把一切都万事来互相效力。
And like he placed the tendons, the muscles, and the skin,
就好像他再次的叫这些骸骨上面有筋、有肉以及有皮。
God holds all things together in our lives and becomes our all in all.
他使我们生命中的一切的事物呢，能够像这些一样，能够彼此的配搭因为他要成为我们的一切。
Finally, the result and the purpose of God's work stood an exceedingly great army. At the end of this miracle, it stood an exceedingly great army.
在这个故事结尾的时候，你就会看见说，这些枯干的骸骨复活了，成为神的大军。
We see that God, through all of this, was preparing a people and an army for battle.
因为神要预备一个属他的军队。
Brothers and sisters, we are in the middle of spiritual warfare.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的确是在这个征战的当中。
And this warfare is not against flesh and blood.
这个征战不是与属血气的征战。
There are world forces of darkness at work.
这里有黑暗的权势在这里运行。
There are spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly realms.
在天空属灵的恶魔。
And we see that the spiritual realm is influencing the tangible physical realm.
并且这个灵界的这个力量呢，是在运行在这个地上这个物质的世界里面。
In this battle, we cannot depend upon ourselves.
所以在这个征战中，我们不能依靠自己。
Our hope cannot be upon our own strength or our wisdom.
我们的盼望不能在乎于我们的自己。或者在乎这一世界所能够提供的。
For physical weapons have no effect on the spiritual realm.
因为这些物质的兵器对于属灵的世界毫无作用。
Our hope must be upon the Lord.
我们的盼望必须在乎神自己。
At the end of Ephesians chapter 6, we are reminded to be strong in the Lord and to put on the full armor of God.
所以在以弗所书第六章这里就讲到说，我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And in summary, if we see that full armor of God is none other but the Lord Jesus Himself.
那我们若仔细看，我们就发现说，这个全副的军装不是别的，就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
He is to be our salvation.
他是做我们的救恩。
He is our righteousness.
他是我们的公义。
He is our faith.
他是我们的信心。
He is our word.
他是神的话。
He is our truth.
他是真理。
He is the gospel.
他就是福音。
And may his strength each day overcome the enemy in our lives until the day we see the Lord face to face.
但愿我们依靠神的大能大力刚强并且得胜直到主来的时候。
We'll give our time to our brethren.
我们把时间交给下位弟兄。
Thank the Lord for Caleb's sharing.
为着Caleb 弟兄的分享，感谢主。
So just to continue the fellowship.
我们继续来交通。
My burden that I receive from the Lord is to share on the testimony of the unity in His church.
今天我要交通的负担是要交通教会里合一的见证。
Let us turn our Bible to the Gospel according to John, chapter 17. We're going to read two verses.
约翰福音十七章，我们要读两节经文。
John chapter 17 verses 22 and 23.
约翰福音十七章二十二到二十三节。
Chapter 17 verse 22 to 23.
约翰福音十七章二十二到二十三节。
The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one.I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity.
约翰福音十七章二十二到二十三节的上半节，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，When we consider this word unity,
当我们想到合一这个词的时候。
We are not talking about the unity according to this world.
我们不是以世界上的解释来说这个词。
Usually in this world,
通常在世界上
people are united based on some common interest.
大家联合在一起可能是因为志同道合。
Or maybe they are united because they have some similar background.
又或者是因为有一些相似的背景。
However,
但是
for us Christians,
我们基督徒的合一
This unity is far more than that.
基督徒的合一远超过这些
We know that in the original word,
我们知道合一的原文,
this word unity can also be translated as a numerical number one.
合一的原文也可以被翻译作就是那个数字一。
Now this word number one, happens in the Bible many, many times.
这个数字一出现在圣经里很多的地方。
But there's a special use of this word one in the Bible.
但是在圣经当中对于这个一的应用是很特别的。
Because whenever we talk about one related to God, this is, becomes a special word.
当我们用这个一是讲到神的时候，这个一的运用就变得特别。
Do you remember in the Gospel according to Mark?
马可福音里面。
In chapter 12.
在十二章。
We know the Lord said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
那个时候主耶稣基督对他们说以色列啊你要听主我们神是独一的主。
And in verse 32, he said, He is one, and there is no one else besides him.
32节也说到神是一位除了他以外再没有别的神。
Not only this word one describes who our God is,
这个一不仅仅是表明了神是怎样的一位神。
But it also describes his church as one body.
这个一也是说到基督的身体是一个身体。
We remember in the book according to in the book for the Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4.
我们记得在以弗所书四章四节那里。
There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling.
在那里说身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
And what is this one body?
什么叫做一个身体?
You know, our brother Caleb covered it already.
Caleb 弟兄已经说了很多。
And in Ephesians chapter 1:23, we saw that.
在以弗所书一章二十三节那里，我们对于这一个身体也能看见一些具体的。
He says, "The church is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all."
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So today,
今天,
what is the greatest meaning of us gathering here?
我们今天聚集在一起最大的意义是什么呢?
God is looking for a testimony of this unity in His church.
神在他的教会正在寻找这个合一的见证。
Just like we mentioned earlier,
就像我们之前所说的,
to testify that our God is the only true God.
来证明我们的神是独一的真神。
And also to testify,
也来证明,
Even though we are many,
虽然我们肢体众多,
yet there is only one body of Christ.
但身体只有一个, 基督的身体只有一个。
So what is the basis of our unity?
那么我们, 对不起, 那么我们合一的这一个根基是什么呢?
It is based on this eternal life that we have received.
合一的根基就在于, 就是在乎我们每一个人都已经得着的这个永远的生命。
John chapter 17 verse 3John 17 verse 3.
约翰福音十七章三节。
It says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Do you know what's the greatest desire of our heavenly Father?
你知道我们的天父他现在最期待的是什么吗
？He wants a family.
他想要有一个家。
In his family, he wants to see all his children whom he loves.
在他的家里面，他希望看到所有他爱的儿女都在其中。
And he desires to see all his children living in unity.
他也想看见所有他爱的儿女都是活在这个合一的境况里。
And to see all his children serving our heavenly Father because of love.
并且看见我们一同的来侍奉神，因为我们爱神。
And if we study the chapter 17 of the Gospel of John,
如果我们来查考约翰福音十七章
not only we know that this is our Heavenly Father's greatest desire,
我们不仅看见这合一不仅仅是天父他的心愿
we can also see that this is also a heavy burden in our Lord Jesus' heart.
我们也看见合一也是耶稣基督里面一个很重的负担
because at least three times,The Lord Jesus repeated the same thing in his prayer.
因为在十七章里面，在耶稣基督的祷告当中，他重复了三次。
In verse 11,
在十一节里,
he said that they may be one, even as we are.
在十一节里, 主耶稣说, 叫他们合而为一, 像我们一样。
Verse 20,
二十节,
that they may all be one.
叫他们合而为一。
Verse 22,
第二十二节,
that they may be one, just as we are one.
使他们合而为一, 像我们合而为一。
Today,
今天,
we know our Lord Jesus Christ is the great high priest in heaven.
我们知道主耶稣基督在天上是大祭司。
Do you know what he is constantly praying about before the Father?
你知道主耶稣基督在父神面前一直在代祷代求的是什么吗？
He desires for us all to be one.
因为他希望他的祷告他的代求就是希望我们都能合而为一。
But if we look around us,
但是如果我们环顾四周
we'll start to find this unity in God's family is almost an impossible task.
我们会觉得说在神的家合一好像是一个不可能的任务。
Isn't this true?
这是真的吗?
We just look around.
如果我们环顾四周,
We're so different in every aspect.
我们就会发现我们每一个人方方面面都是那么的不同。
We come from different parts of the world.
我们是从不同的地方来。
We speak different languages.
我们甚至讲的是不同的语言。
We also are at different stages of our life.
我们的人生可能也在不同的阶段。
So how can we possibly be one?
那我们如何能够进入到这个一呢?
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
The Bible shows us that this unity is not the work of man.
圣经让我们看见合一不是人的工作。
But unity is the work of the Holy Spirit.
合一是圣灵的工作。
How do we know that?
我们如何知道呢?
From the Gospel of John chapter 16 to 17.
约翰福音十六到十七章这里
We can find this very clear picture from these two chapters.
我们能够从这两章里面很清晰地看到一幅图画
If we study these two chapters together,
如果我们十六、十七章一同的来看
We can come to realize one thing.
我们就会发现一件事情
Not only that our Heavenly Father desire for us to be one.
我们的天父不仅仅是想让我们真的有合一的见证
Not only our great high priest Jesus,praying for us to be one.
也不仅仅是我们的大祭司耶稣基督为我们祷告要有合一。
John 16 shows us.
约翰福音十六章给我们看见。
The Holy Spirit comes.
在那里圣灵要来。
To lead us into truth, the truth.
圣灵要来要带领我们进入所有的真理。
And today,
今天,
the Holy Spirit in us is leading us and working out this unity in His church.
圣灵在我们里面在引领我们也在神的家中要做成合一
But we do have our responsibility.
但我们这边当然有我们的责任
What is our responsibility here?
那我们的责任是什么呢?
We know we cannot make unity in the church.
我们知道我们不可能做成这个合一
But we know we have to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
但是我们却要竭力在灵里保守这一个合一
Just likeApostle Paul encouraged us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3.
就好像保罗在以弗所书四章三节那里鼓励我们的。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
now we know,
现在我们知道
unity is very important in God's eyes.
在神的眼中，合一是非常重要的。
And we know,The basis of our unity is because of this eternal life.
我们现在也知道合一的根基是我们已经得着的这一个永远的生命。
And we now also know that the unity is the work of the Holy Spirit.
合一也是圣灵的工作。
And then now we have to ask,
那接下来我们要问的是
How can we pursue unity in His church today?
我们如何在教会里面今天来追求合一呢?
First of all,
首先
There's a fundamental step.
有一个最根基的第一步。
It is for all of us individually to receive spiritual vision.
就是我们每一个人个人都要得着属灵的眼光。
Because if we look at the Gospel of John chapter 17 verse 24,
因为如果我们看约翰福音十七章二十四节
，Jesus prayed for his disciples.
在那里，对不起，在那里，主耶稣为他的门徒祷告。
What did Jesus pray?
主耶稣的祷告是什么呢?
He said, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。
So from this we can see,
所以从这里我们看见
our Lord desire for each and every one of us to see his glory.
我们的主希望我们每一个人都能够真看见他的荣耀。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
愿主能够打开我们的眼睛。
Without this spiritual vision,of the glorious purpose of God.
如果我们没有一个属灵的视野，如果我们没有看见神荣耀的心意，
then we'll be like building without a blueprint.
就好像我们建房子，但是却没有一张完整的蓝图。
So this is the most fundamental step one.
所以要看见是一个最最根基的第一步。
Spiritual vision.
有一个属灵的眼光。
And then from chapter 17.
然后再在17章
we'll find three important spiritual principles related to the testimony of unity.
说到合一的见证，在约翰福音十七章，我们能够看到三个相关的属灵原则。
First, let's see verse 11.
让我们先来看十一节。
Jesus prayed.
在那里，主耶稣的祷告是。
He prayed, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
So from this we can see,
在这里我们看见
，we can be one because our heavenly Father protects us in His name.
我们能合而为一，是因为圣父因他的名保守了我们。
So what does this mean to us?
什么叫做因他的名保守了我们
？This means that we have to honor God's name in our lives.
就是告诉我们在我们的生命当中我们要尊主的名为大
We need to honor his holy name from the bottom of our heart
要从我们的内心深处尊主的名为圣
And when we do so
如果我们如此行
There's a tremendous protection for all children of God
就会有一个巨大的保护临到我们
I know that we have some JY children with us this morning
我知道有些初中组的弟兄姊妹们跟我们一起。
So I'll share with you an example.
我想要分享一些小的例子。
You know, our brother Caleb also touched on this earlier.
Caleb 弟兄也讲到这一点。
You know, today we have our phone and our computer.
今天我们的手机、我们的电脑随处都是。
And it's so convenient, right?
非常的方便。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹们
，Do you realize that today's internet There are so many evil things that are just a few clicks away.
没有发现，今天的网络充斥着各种各样邪恶的事物，只要点击几下就会进入。
As children of God,
神的作为神的儿女
，we are called to live a life holy and consecrated to God.
我们是被呼召要在神的面前过一个分别为圣的生活。
How does God protect us?
那么神又如何的来保护我们呢
？How does He protect us away from these evil, pervert, and corrupt things on the internet?
他是如何的保护我们免受这一些，邪恶堕落的事物搅扰呢
？Here, verse 11.
就是这里第十一节。
Holy Father, keep them in your name, that they may be one, even as we are one.
圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一。
We have to remember His holy name.
我们要记住圣父的圣名。
We have to think about that God has given us His holy name.
因为神已经将他的圣名赐给了我们。
And we have to honor His holy name in our hearts.
我们要从心里面真的是尊他的圣名为大。
So whenever I go to the internet,
所以在我在上网的时候
I always pray to the Lord.
我经常向主祷告。
In my experience,
在我自己的经历里
I think about His holy name.
当我想着他的名的时候
And I dare not to click on anything that may cause shame to His holy name.
我就不敢再点一些链接，因为那些可能会羞辱神的名。
This is very practical, brothers and sisters.
这是很实际的事情。
When we are those who are protected and kept by God's holy name,
我们是因着神的名被保守的一群人。
We can live a life that is pure and consecrated to God.
我们就能够在神的面前活出一个纯洁、分别为圣的生活。
And when we gather together and fellowship with one another,
再到我们聚集在一起的时候
，very naturally,
非常自然的
，our focus would be nothing else but to testify and share. How real our Lord Jesus is in our lives.
我们交通的重点就会变成要来交通神在我们的生命个人的生命当中是如何的又真又活。
When the focus of our fellowship is Christ alone,
当我们团体的交通是单单的聚焦在耶稣基督的身上时
then of course there will be the testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
那么基督身体的合一的见证自然就能够彰显出来。
So this is the first spiritual principle for the testimony of unity.
所以为着合一的见证第一个属灵的原则
Honor his holy name
尊主的名为圣
And then the second one
第二个
is in verse 20
在第二十节
Verse 20 Jesus pray
二十节这里主耶稣祷告说
For those also who believe in me through their word that they may all be one
也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求使他们都合而为一
Here we see the second spiritual principle
在这里我们看到第二个、属灵的原则
This speaks of the need for us to come to the meetings with the right attitude to learn about God's word
这是讲到我们要抱着一个正确的态度来聚会就是要来学习神的话
We need to study the Bible together
我们需要一同的来查考圣经
We need to encourage one another
彼此勉
with God's word
用神的话彼此勉励
Because the more we know His Word,
因为当我们越来越多了解神的话
the more that we come to know Him,
我们就能够越来越多的认识他
the more we know Him,
当我们越来越多认识他的时候
the more we believe in Him,
我们就能够越多的相信他
This is not just for our own individual spiritual growth,
这不仅仅是为着我们个人属灵的成长
Of course, that's great,
当然个人属灵的成长非常好
But this also relates to the testimony of our oneness in the body.
这同时也是关系到我们团体的合一的见证。
This is why Apostle Paul encourages in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
这就是为什么保罗在以弗所书四章十三节这里说了这么一句话。
He said, "Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God."
只等到我们众人在真道上。同归于一，认识神的儿子。
So this is the second spiritual principle for our testimony.
这是为了见证的第二个属灵的原则。
We have to come to meetings with the right attitude to learn God's word.
我们要抱着学习神的话语的态度来聚会。
Now the third one.
第三个
is in verse 22 to 23 that we read in the beginning.
是我们在开头读的二十二到二十三节这里。
Jesus prayed.
主耶稣的祷告说
That they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity.
使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
Not only we honor God's holy name in our lives.
我们不仅仅是要在生命当中尊主的名为圣。
Not only we come to meetings with a right attitude.
不仅是抱着一个对的态度来聚会。
But here,
但在这里
Jesus prayed.
主的祷告是
I in them and you in me.
我在他们里面，你在我里面。
This is speaking about our daily experience to abide in the Lord.
这是讲到我们每一个人每一天的生活要住在主里面。
What does it mean to abide in the Lord?
什么叫住在主里面？
It means that we live according to the Holy Spirit in our daily lives.
这是告诉我们每一天的生活要照着圣灵的指引住在主里面。
Moment by moment.
时时刻刻的
We follow the Holy Spirit.
来跟随圣灵。
Here is the third spiritual principle for the testimony of oneness.
为着合一的见证，这是第三个属灵的原则。
We all have to learn to abide in the Lord.
我们要学习住在主里面。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I think this is the most precious things in God's family.
我想合一在神的家中是最宝贵的一件事情。
Years after years that we gather this way,
我们一年一年的聚在一起。
We grow up together in God's house.
我们在神的家中一同的来成长。
We share our joy together with one another.
我们分享彼此的喜乐。
But we also share our tears and sufferings with one another.
我们也承担彼此的痛苦和眼泪。
And towards the end,
最后
we all become matured in God's house.
我们一同的在神的家中长大成熟。
I think this is what our Heavenly Father wants us to know this morning.
我想这是今天天父想要让我说的。
May the Lord bless His word.
愿主祝福他的话。
We'll conclude the sharing.